Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I remember one Christmas years ago, I almost missed Christmas. That experience was a wake-up call. In my busy life, filling roles and carrying out responsibilities, all the Christmas preparations pulled me off track. I asked God to show me what happened and how to avoid it in the future. That's when I learned how to pause at Christmas time. And it works. Now I use a pause all through the year. Do you need to pause a bit more this Christmas? In the hustle and bustle of the holidays, it's challenging to pause at Christmas time, but it's critical if you want to prepare your spirit, if you want to ensure the most important elements of Christmas are celebrated. It's also critical if you want to enjoy peace in your heart and if you want to grow your relationship with Jesus and worship Him. Plus, it's critical if you want to assist others to do these things too. So let's look at what a pause is. Plus, we'll explore why a pause is so important at Christmas. So what is a pause? Have you noticed life has a tendency to speed up? Try as you might, time slips through your fingers. Sadly, sometimes the main thing gets skipped as you work to manage your life. Actually, to be a healthy person, you need to pause regularly. A pause is stopping in any moment to engage activities often skipped over. Oddly, we often skip a pause because we're too busy. Nevertheless, in a pause, you can do a bunch of things. Let's go through a list of them. First of all, you can think more deeply. Second, you can breathe deeply. Take in your surroundings with your senses. Third, you can engage in hopeful thoughts. Fourth, realistically, you can identify life areas that you need to work on. Also, in a pause, you can enjoy a moment, a conversation, a friendship, and a blessing. The sixth thing is you can reflect on scriptures that God impresses on your heart. Seventh thing, you can recall promises God has kept over your years. Number eight, you can also release tensions that build up, all in a pause. Number nine, talk to God about what's happening in your life. That's a great way to spend a pause. Number 10, thank God that His Spirit lives in your soul and body. And then number 11, in a pause, remember the gift of salvation and thank Jesus for the manger and for the cross. Pausing is a technique that healthy, vibrant people practice for well-being. Here are some points about pausing. A pause is a moment of rest, a droplet of joy, and a breath of fresh air. Also, a pause provides necessary space and time to grieve life's losses. Additionally, a pause is opportunity to connect with God to receive guidance. And further, a pause is artful. It nurtures creativity and it increases joy. So learn to pause. So many things in life are learned. Very few things just come naturally. So you must learn to practice the most beneficial habits. Incidentally, God wants you to know Him better using a pause. In essence, He also helps you grow into the person He designed. Plus, He wants you to connect with Him as a friend each day. John 15, verse 15 talks about this. Know God, be you, and enjoy God as your friend. Interestingly, when you habitually practice a pause, you also become a person of peace. So you are healthier. Therefore, be healthy. Practice a pause. A person of peace practices pauses. They're part of life's rhythms. In fact, this builds healthy life rhythms. After all, life moves along too fast. However, in a pause, you do 5 things. Number 1, you become aware of and reflect on what's actually happening. 2, you explore creative options to manage issues. Number 3, you multiply moments to rest and regroup. And number 4, most important, you nurture your relationship with God. And also in a pause, you nurture your relationship with other people. If you deprive yourself of pauses, you become emaciated in the very things that promote personal health. Let's talk about those 5 principles in a pause. We just went through them. We're going to spend a little more time on each one of those things. First of all, we said to become aware and reflect. That can happen in a pause. Have you ever looked back over your life and wondered where the years went? Perhaps you regret certain decisions. Too often, you may not have even been aware of things happening around you. However, when you focus in a pause, you become aware. Plus, you gain moments to prayerfully reflect. You need to be aware at Christmas to reflect on God's gift of Jesus. Okay, we also talked about another of the 5 principles in a pause, and that is creative options. Often it's during a pause that options just pop into your brain, like how to solve a problem, exploring creative ways to build relationships, new ideas and fresh approaches to life events. Or how about this one? How to pursue your friendship with God. Get more ideas about that in a pause. And then another one, how to use limited resources in order to accomplish your goals. You need creative options at Christmas. So practice pauses. Okay, in a pause, you also rest and regroup. That's the 3rd thing we talked about. Realistically, a pause helps you to rest and to regroup. Often you don't have time to nap, but interestingly, a purposeful pause does refresh you. Additionally, a restful pause helps you regroup to finish a task, a day, or a life season well. When your life gets too full, pause to rest and regroup. Certainly during the Christmas season, you need to rest and regroup. The 4th thing that can happen in a pause is that you nurture your relationship with God. Share every single pause with God. Actually, this nurtures your relationship with Him. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Or listen to this scripture, "Jesus is not ashamed to call me His brother or sister." Hebrews 2:11. Essentially, God is invested in your relationship with Him. So invest back in the greatest companion you'll ever have. Essentially, Christmas beckons you to nurture your relationship with God. And then the 5th thing that can happen in a pause is to nurture your relationships with others. Use a pause to notice, to enjoy, and to encourage others. A pause provides opportunity to notice what someone needs, to encourage others, to offer a timely word of hope, to challenge someone to do better, to pray for a hurting individual, and to simply enjoy a dear relationship. There is nothing more important at Christmas than to share the joy of Emmanuel with those around you. So nurture your relationship with others. Let's talk about silence and pauses. A good pause is filled with silence. Just Be. Rest in the moment. Cease to labor. Be aware Jesus is with you. Enjoy His presence and relax in His friendship. Interestingly, even with lots of noise and activity around you, you can purposefully pull away, either physically by relocating or just in your heart by focusing right where you are. Essentially, in a purposeful pause, choose to stop. Choose deliberate silence in the face of everything life throws at you. This kind of silence in a pause nurtures five things. It nurtures being aware to reflect. It nurtures exploring creative options. Plus, it nurtures multiplying moments to rest and regroup. And of course, it nurtures your relationship with God. And the fifth thing, it nurtures your relationships with others. And those are the five things we talked about happen in a good pause. That's our list. A pause is good for your soul, body, and mind. It slows the pace of life and restores you as you focus on God's goodness. When pauses become a pattern, they nurture your spiritual life. There are spiritual benefits from a pause. Let's look at some of those spiritual benefits. First of all, it helps you to think in agreement with Scripture. That first step connects you with God and His promises. Scripture protects you from being deceived. It also centers and refreshes you. That only happens in a purposeful pause. So, question for you, how will you agree with God's word in a pause this Christmas? The second thing is to be honest with God. That's another spiritual benefit from pausing, being honest with God. You may be afraid to open up and express what's inside you. However, God wants you to be real with Him. He already knows what's inside you. Plus, God wants you to live well, and He wants to help you. He wants to give you wisdom for every situation. Plus, God wants to invite you to know and enjoy Him more. You can share your joy, sadness, losses, fears, frustrations. You can share your anger, excitement, and helplessness. Basically, everything. And also, God wants to empower you to live in His healthy ways. God loves you. How can you be honest with God this Christmas? That's the question you need to ask yourself about being honest with God. Okay, another spiritual benefit from a pause is to be resolved. It takes resolve to do anything of value in your life. Consider these things. First of all, to believe and obey Scripture when your feelings are going a different direction takes resolve. Also, it takes resolve to stop and reflect in a moment. Of course, you should also be resolved to fully enjoy a moment. Remember also that to be resolved to your commitments is important to bring about change. In essence, resolve is something you need all the time. Particularly, you need resolve at Christmas so you don't miss the purpose and the fellowship of this celebration. Resolve to accept a wake-up call to pause this Christmas. Here are application thoughts and questions, 10 of them. Number one, how can you remind yourself to pause more through your day, especially this Christmas? Two, have you made a pause part of your life's rhythm? Number three, contemplate how much you are aware and reflect on what's actually happening. Number four, do you explore creative options to manage issues? Five, have you learned to pause so you can rest and regroup? Number six, what do you do to nurture your relationship with God? And number seven, what practices have you found to nurture your relationships with others? Eight, What area or areas do you need to change to think in agreement with Scripture? Number 9, are you honest with God in all your life situations, including how you get ready for Christmas? And number 10, are you resolved to not miss the purpose and fellowship of Christmas? Portions of this content come from my book, Reach Back, Intentionally Reaching Back to God. This is a study book that covers various topics like pausing in life, how to handle feelings, loneliness, boundaries, forgiveness, gratitude, and more. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.